You just met?
No, they're leaving out some of the story. They met in college.
This is the young cast of the Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective rehearsing their new play in Asheville's rebranded Wortham Center.
Yes, we met later that month, but a totally different year.
What? Who says that? No one talks like that.
That in itself is newsworthy. Renting the 500-seat main stage is impractical and unaffordable for smaller budgeted arts organizations such as Different Strokes, but a renovation has opened two smaller black box spaces at the Wortham, and Different Strokes is the center's first formally recognized resident company.
Wortham has parented us up to this new level. This level that it probably would have taken us another 2 or 3 years to achieve.
Stephanie Hickling-Beckman is the founding director of Different Strokes. Over the company's previous 8 seasons, she scrambled for reliable performance and rehearsal space. This season, Different Strokes is producing 4 plays in the larger of the Wortham's new spaces, which can hold up to 100 people. Hickling-Beckman sees the downtown marquee as a potential game changer.
Just having the black boxes themselves does a lot for the arts in general. It gives us a place to perform, and that's for not just Different Strokes, but all the other companies in town. There are so many that have already booked the space. For number two, for us, a lot more visibility. I mean, you'd think after 10 years, more people would know who Different Strokes is, but there's so many people that are still first-timers at our shows.
The Wortham first opened in 1992 with a community-focused mission, and last year, 40 different local groups rented the main stage. But Ray Jeffrey, the center's director, had noticed a glaring absence: local artists and audiences of color. She sees the more affordable spaces as one piece of the solution. By inviting Different Strokes as a resident company of the Wortham, Jeffrey wants to signal a welcome to others of color.
The timing turned out perfectly for this one, where our board was really committed to engaging in diversity, equity, and inclusion planning. Like any relationship, it's a two-way street, and we're really hoping for both organizations that we both develop deeper ties with our audiences, that we both expand our audiences, and that we both meet financial goals.
Hickling-Beckman is eager to uphold her end of that bargain. She's among the rare black women running theater companies anywhere in this country. But while nearly 3/4 of her shows have prominently featured actors of color, only 17% of her cast members have been of color. Her company recently received a $10,000 private grant to raise those numbers. But the resident company title doesn't buy privilege unavailable to other local companies. Different Strokes is paying to rehearse and perform in the new space as any local renter would, and the company is responsible for its own marketing and production costs. But the Wortham rental does buy box office and staff support, along with space on the lighted marquee. Different Strokes is premiering The Education of Ted Harris, a new play by Asheville playwright Jamie Knox, with performances through September 28th.
All we've been doing for the last 10 years is putting on shows. In the last 10 years, I have not been developing the company. It wasn't just a matter of me directing. I had to get there early and set up the concession stand and make sure that I had people in the ticket booth. So I was doing a lot of things that were taking away from my time and ability to run the company.
Attendance will only be one measure of success. By another measure, the new spaces are already working as planned. Other first-time local renters include the playwright and performer Judy Calabrese, the Blue Ridge Pride Fest pageant, and the Asheville Improv Festival, which hosts one of its 3 nights in October at the Wortham. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.